Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. And Mr. Joe Jett will be joining us.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe.
There he is. Thank you, Joe. We, again, just would like to welcome everybody to a very special Easter celebration that was called into order from Jeshua. He recently had contacted us about the importance of this day, and he will, of course, come and make us aware of all the details that will go along with that. Of course, you know, Joan, you know, and Joe and Joan and I will, you know, contribute in the middle here, but basically this is a very, very special day. Now, on November 11th, 2011, or as we normally refer to it as 11-11-11, the Christian matrix was returned to the center of the earth. This was the first step in restoring Gaia to her former status as a Christed planet. The first 7 years of that cycle were about fully seeding this matrix within the earth as well as within the sacred heart of all humans. Now, many of you gathered with us to celebrate the anniversary of 11-11-11 on November 11th, 2018. Well, this is a follow-up to that call. Yeshua will join us this evening, and he will talk about our next step in seeding Christ consciousness in the collective consciousness of all of humans on earth. We suggest that you review the 2018 November session, which is posted on the front page of our website for everybody to read. There are two articles about the Christian matrix and also about the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that were retrieved from the time locks in the last 3 years. Now, we are now entering the first year of a second seven-year cycle, which concerns the further activation of the Christian matrix of Earth and humans. This seven-year sequence is about anchoring the elements of love and Christ consciousness within the human collective consciousness. This is what this call is all about tonight. Now, Joe Jett will lead us in a meditation in a couple of minutes to visit the Christian matrix in the earth and in your sacred hearts. He will then receive a very special message through Joan, will receive a very special message through Joan and from Yeshua in his full Christed presence. When Yeshua is finished with his message, we suggest that you sit in the energies for a few minutes. This call will be posted on our website on Monday so that you can download it, and those who were not able to join us live can also download it. It will be posted under the Events tab as well as on the front page of our website, joanandjohnwalker.com. So, without any further notice, Let's have you relax, get into your special spot and place, and Joe Jett will take us on a very special journey. Here's Joe.
Greetings, everybody. Happy Easter, and let's take a moment just to remember, why we celebrate this day. You know, over 2,000 years ago, Yeshua, after he was crucified, he was able to resurrect himself in 3 days. And actually, he told us, this group last year, that many of us were there to assist him. It wasn't something that he did entirely by himself. And he also told us that his mission was not complete at that point. He imprinted us, the human collective, with the event of resurrection. But We are continuing this mission, and those of us who are called to this call tonight are here because he called us to assist, you know, in continuing this mission, and that is imprinting the element of love and the Christ consciousness into the collective consciousness of humanity. And if we think about that, and just think about how sacred that is, and what an honor and a privilege it is to be called to participate in this. And that might bring you into a feeling of reverence and awe, gratitude, respect, joy, or whatever it is you're feeling. And just take a deep breath. And some, this call is open to the public, so some of you may be more adept at meditating and getting centered than others. Feel free to use your own tools, activate your Merkaba, whatever you can do to get yourself more centered. But let's take a deep, slow breath and take two or three slow, deep breaths, and this slows down the mind. And then place your attention on the sacred heart. This is in the area of the thymus, right below the neck. This is also called the higher heart chakra. Here is where the Christed matrix has been placed in every human being on earth on 11-11-11. And when we are done with tonight's call, you're going to be much more aware of it than you are right this moment. So take a deep breath, and it's what we call a sacred heart consciousness, and this is where we also access the element of love. And when you call forth, just call forth the element of love and the sacred heart. This is where we also hold unity and Christ consciousness from this moment forward. So now let's start moving our awareness down through the body into the center of our chest, in the heart center, where we experience love for others, but more importantly, love for ourselves. It's very, very important to love, nurture, and respect, empower ourselves. Take a deep breath in at heart center. Now moving your awareness down to that area we call the solar plexus and right below the sternum. This is where we hold our will and our power. We just have an intention to align your will and power with the will and the power of Creator, will and power of Source. And continue moving your awareness down, and you're just bringing a sacred heart consciousness down with you when you come into the sacral center, in the pubic area. This is where we have a strong connection with the emotional body. You just bring the element of love into the sacral center. Now, below that, the base of the spine and between the legs is what we call the root chakra. This is the root. And from here, and this is where we ground ourselves. And so what we'd like you to do is just to imagine a grounding cord. This can be a root. It can be a golden shaft of light, golden wire, whatever works for you. Into your earth star. The earth star is a chakra beneath your feet. You just see a big ball of light, golden white light, and just ground into your earth star. Bring your awareness into your earth star. Now we're going to use our earth star as a vehicle tonight to descend into the earth. You are not to try to send anything tonight. Tonight is all about receiving. We're going into the Christ matrix, which is whole and complete. And all we need to do is just receive, but be in that state of reverence, of awe, respect, appreciation, gratitude, love, joy, happy. So now, as the Earth Star begins to descend, we're going to encounter some beings that reside in the Earth, and they are here to assist with the ascension of the Earth as well. The first group we meet are the Telosians. The Telosians are fifth-dimensional beings that reside in the center of the Earth. As you see them, there may be a familiarity. You may encounter them in your sleep space. You may have stronger connections with them. Feel their consciousness as it flows and joins you inside of your Earth Star. Now, they're going to be with us. This is a co-creation. So they're going to come down with us on this journey. And as you're, let your Earth Star descend a little further towards the center of the Earth. And the next group are the Lemurians, the ancient ones. The Lemurians have been here since before the fall of consciousness. Eons and eons and eons. Ninth dimensional frequency. And they reside here and they hold the memories when Earth was in a Christed state. As you feel their energy merge into your Earth Star, it begins to awaken those memories within you. And then we go down a little further and we encounter the Andarans. Andarans hold a pure, unified love consciousness. The only thing they know is love. Feel the pure love, the unity consciousness streaming in, merging with you in your Earth Star. And then we go a little bit deeper and we encounter the luminaries. Now, luminaries don't actually reside in the Earth, but they visit quite often to help raise the frequency. But then they withdraw their energies. It's but special occasions like this, they are happy to join. Very auspicious occasions, so they merge our energy, their energy, into the Earth Star. Very high wisdom, very high Christed energy. So take a deep breath. Integrate these energies, these consciousnesses as best you can. And then, a little further ahead, you start to see a bright glow. Brilliant, gold and white, star tetrahedron. This is the Christed matrix. That was placed back into the Earth on 11-11-11. to begin the process of restoring the Earth to her status as a Christed planet. Allow your Earth star to be drawn right into the center of this Christed matrix. Feel the Christed consciousness, the unity consciousness. Feel the holiness, the reverence. See the colors, the magnificent, brilliant, radiant colors, many which you've never seen before. Feel this energy flowing into your star, merging with all parts of you. Take a deep breath. Breathe in this light, this liquid light, love consciousness of Source, Creator. Let it uplift you. Let it transform you. Let it awaken you. Into who you truly are. This Christed matrix is the same Christed matrix that is in your sacred heart. There are not two, there are not many, there is one. This is the realm of spirit. It doesn't follow the laws of physics. It's in many places at once. Notice the sacred heart now radiating in your notice this Christed matrix now radiating in your sacred heart. See the golden white light streaming into the cells, illuminating the cells. Feel the element of love as it streams out to various parts of your body, as it enters into your physical heart and into your bloodstream. Feel it uplifting your emotions, awakening your mental body, uplifting your mind. Notice you're back in your body. Still aware of the Christed matrix in the center of the Earth, knowing that it's the same Christed matrix in your sacred heart, the same unity consciousness of Source. And feel the element of love streaming through. Now will you take a deep breath, and will you call forth Yeshua and help Joan bring in Yeshua?
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I am honored and delighted to be with you this evening. This is such a special occasion. Two things are happening to your consciousness and to your innate ability to hold a consciousness in a stable fifth-dimensional state. First of all, you have been relieved of an imprint that has been with you since my crucifixion. You no longer celebrate the crucifixion. This was a third-dimensional, archaic ritual built in the consciousness of third dimension, survival, dominance. Now we celebrate a new state of consciousness, a fifth dimensional state of consciousness, configured in the element of love, configured in a sense of unity, well-being, respect for everyone, regardless of any religious belief, any doctrine, and holding to that unified expression of the divine that is within every human being. This is a celebration of a new state of consciousness making its way into the earthly realm and into every human on the planet, regardless of when they choose to fully awaken. It's imprinted in their heart, just as it is imprinted in yours. I have called you together for a purpose, beloveds. Never before has this been possible. At the fall of consciousness, long ago, when the Christed matrix was removed, because the creation could no longer sustain it, it was becoming so dense, so split, that it could no longer exist as the denseness took hold. Many humans suffered through these times. When I came 2,000 years ago, there was a great deal of suffering, as is today in many regions. But through different awarenesses and different seedings of consciousness, different opportunities that have been brought about by many teachers who have come to make a difference. Each one of you embodied to make a difference. And that's why you have been called together to come with me and imprint another state of consciousness. This was not possible because as the earth declined in its frequency and its ability to hold certain ranges of consciousness, certain time locks were set and placed on certain concepts, certain energetic configurations. And they all had different dimensional frequencies. In the last 3 years, there have been 6 retrievals made and unlocking of certain time locks that relate specifically to the 5th, 6th, 7th dimensions. Now, the first one that had to be opened and set in motion was the ability to maintain a fifth dimensional frequency in a very stable, unified way within your consciousness 100% of the time. Now, humans are not there yet, but be aware that you vacillate within that fifth dimensional frequency, and the percentage of time is is directly related to your ability to navigate through stress, through trigger points that cause you to make choices within your emotional body and within your mental body, within the thoughts that you think and the feelings that you create from those thoughts. This is what happens when you choose a denser frequency range, either by the thoughts you think or the feelings that you consistently feel. You do have the ability to have sovereignty in your body, in your mental, emotional body, by the choices that you make when you are conscious, when you stay aware. And this is how you are changing humanity's consciousness, because you are part of humanity. You are changing the dynamics of the earth, because you then resonate with the frequency range that is emanating from the center of the world, of the earth, from that Christed matrix. It takes the human and it takes the earth consciousness to come together in unity. The earth, the physicality of Gaia, of Mother Earth, has to support your consciousness and vice versa. They are dependent on each other. You are the ones with the bodies, dear ones. So what you are willing and capable of emanating, of transmitting into the collective consciousness just by being who you are. We are not asking you to go out and evangelize. We are not asking you to be great teachers, although many of you are. We are asking you to hold that Christed matrix as best you can within your hearts and within your consciousness. It is important that, because you own your body, your vehicle, and as you grow in your consciousness and as you work with your energy system, unifying it, magnifying it, stabilizing it in that fifth dimension, that sixth and seventh dimensional light templates that were retrieved are equally important. The sixth relates to the electromagnetic field that is around your body and around the earth. That relates to your mental emotional body. Thoughts are electrical. Emotions are magnetic. So as you stabilize and create sovereignty in your mental emotional body, you alter the electrical and the magnetic fields around your body, within the collective consciousness of humanity, and within the perimeter of the earth. You are that powerful. The seventh dimensional light template is all about the element of love. Now, the element of love can only exist in dimensions no lower than the fifth dimension. So you can see how important you are in stabilizing that frequency within your body, within your consciousness, as clear and stable as you possibly can. Because this alters everything in the collective consciousness, whether certain humans are aware of it or not. Eventually, they wake up and they have a knowing within them. And that knowing within them comes from individuals like each one of you on this call tonight. I have asked you to come to help me further imprint humans, human consciousness, and seed it in an imprint within the consciousness of every human in a body. At this very moment, the element of love and Christ consciousness, so that they too can reap the rewards of spirit that you are experiencing on your journey. There is much chaos on your earth today. A lot of changes are surfacing in all parts of the earth, in governments, in the way that business is done, money is handled, the value of human life. You see it everywhere. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could make a difference to each life on the planet? You may not be able to make a difference physically, but you sure can make a difference in their ability to awaken to a different awareness of how they create, how they lead their life. And that is simply done by being it. Each and every one of you, be it. Work on yourself. This year is all about you and how you cultivate that within your body, because you are the body. You are the ones that make the difference. We masters, the archangels, can surround you, can send love, can send light. But we do not have the physical bodies you do. So the receptivity is much greater from one in a body as from one of us who they perceive as being far above and untouchable. You know how difficult the journey can be into transformation. You have to let go of a lot. You have to let go of genetic lineages. You have to let go of patterning that was instilled in you at a very young age, or from excruciating pain that you occurred in you, in your mental, emotional body at some juncture in your life experience. You know how hard it is to be in the denseness. But as you more stably come into that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions and navigate in those three dimensions, life becomes joyful, meaningful, and you wake up every morning in welcoming the day instead of dreading it. Now, that element of love is much misunderstood. You know, you're very familiar with the elements of the earth, fire, water, air, earth energy, and how when you create something, you often invoke those elements. And they are important. And sometimes in your creation, you use all four elements. Sometimes one or two. This element of love in the interdimensional planes of creation and manifestation is present always with all of the elements. It is an element. It is a creative element. It is so much more than an emotion. But in the third dimension, you only resonate or feel it coming from the heart center, which it is in the heart, in the sacred heart, the consciousness that is being reawakened. But it is not an emotion. It's a creative element. And the more that you stabilize yourself in that fifth dimension, you are able to navigate fifth and sixth and seventh dimensions because they work together, beloveds. They are not separate. They are unified in their expression. And you begin to draw to you your likeness, your Christed likeness. In others who resonate in that frequency range, but you draw to you from the planes of the creative realms, the source. You draw more of that light, more of the grace and the love that is always there for you to draw more and more and more. And the more you can stabilize in the frequency range of fifth dimension, the more you are able to hold that in your body, and your body itself, the physical body, begins to be altered, to change its frequency, to change the way in which the organs and the bloodstream and the liquids and the hormones are used within the body. There's more communication and unification in the operation of that exquisite human form. The neurology is changed and altered tremendously. So you are able to process complexities of thought relating to the non-physical realms of creation. And concepts of transformation and unification. Without that wiring, so to speak, in the neurology of the body being amplified and being reconfigured into a different frequency range, it is difficult for you to understand such things. Is what a light template is, what the element of love is, what true unification is. All of that is changing, dear ones, because you are able to hold a frequency of light that you haven't been able to hold since you've been in this body. But that is changing because you are dedicated to this ascension process. You are dedicated to the transformation, not just of your consciousness, but you are dedicated to the transformation of your physical vehicle into a more light-filled vehicle, into a fifth-dimensional vehicle. Now, it will not look much different than what you see today. But the operation of that vehicle is much different. You will have a sense of health and well-being, longevity. You get to make choices that you hadn't had the awareness, nor the consciousness, nor the understanding to make. So can you see how valued you are? In this meeting this evening, where we gather with intention and purpose, using the element of love to imprint all of humanity with this fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light template, the element of love and Christ consciousness. As you imprint it and you hold it in your body, all of humanity receives because you have a body. You are showing the way by being it. Now, I started my journey 2,000 years ago to make that difference, to imprint humans with a different awareness. They were limited in their capacity to receive what I had to offer. So I had to wait. And along the way, many of you came to help imprint as the journey went on for 2,000 years. This time, this next 7-year sequence will bring changes that you will be amazed at because of those who have chosen to take the path of transformation and resurrection. And this is what we are celebrating today, as well as imprinting, as giving service, giving from the heart. We are here to celebrate that transformation and ascension process into a new state of being in the physical. We are changing the physical. And we are helping humanity to come along the journey with us. I am so delighted that you answered my call. As brief as it was, I just said, come along with me. Let us help the earth. Let us help all humans who are struggling and are in chaos. Each one of you can hold that stability of calmness, of certainty, gratitude, and most importantly, love. It has nothing to do with right or wrong, judgment of what you have done or what you have not done. It is a path of growth and transformation, resurrection, out of third dimension once and for all, leaving it behind in the dense ashes where it belongs. And forging through into the light. And as you do, receiving more and more, holding it stably, integrating it into every cell, every part of your body, and just being. Feel the joy of that in your heart. Feel the joy that brings to your awareness. I am the light, you say. And now, you can truly see it. I am the love. I am the beauty that Creator created when he created a Christed planet to reflect every part of Creator, every light image, all the consciousness, all states of being an individual divine creator, who was created in the image of Prime Creator. And as such, can can magnificently create in earth, on earth, as a human, a beautiful human individual expression of the divine. As you travel the rest of this year, it will be a big change in your journey as you're tempted to allow negativity to take hold. It's an easy shift now that you've received this imprint, that you know that those time locks have been unlocked that allow you to navigate as the multidimensional being that you are. That you know the Christed matrix is now resonating from that fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. Yes, we have a ways to go. For Earth, at its original state, was a 12th dimensional planet. But think how far you have come. The biggest step you have had to make as humans is from third to fifth. That was a huge, huge jump that you made in this life. And therefore, you made the difference for all humans. Hold that in your consciousness consistently and stably. You will reap tremendous awarenesses for yourself individually, and you will help all humans to take up their path and enjoy the calm serenity of a stable Christ consciousness. This is what I want for each one of you. I thank you for joining me in this service project. I thank you for all that you will do in the next 7 years. You will be amazed at the changes that you can make just by being that individual divine being that you are. Nothing more is asked but to be, to love yourself and navigate in the consciousness of Christ consciousness. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings. Sit for a moment with me. A moment longer. So that we may join heart to heart, soul to soul, unified in our dedication to all humanity and to the earth. Blessings and good night, beloveds. Blessings.